Hello to all my chaverim, Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on our shiurim in Mishnah, as we are doing today, Maseches Shabbos, Perek Tzayin, Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, and also continues on to Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. And the Mishnah begins, well, actually before the Mishnah begins, this Perek is talking about saving your possessions in case of a fire, what things you're allowed to save, how you're allowed to save them, where you're allowed to save them to. So the Mishnah begins, Kol Kisvei Kodesh, anything that's a Kisvei Kodesh, as Rashi Rav said, together say, as well, first Rashi mentions, like the Torah, and the Rav says, even, and Neviim Ksuvim, so Rashi says, Torah Neviim Ksuvim, and the Rav says, even Neviim Ksuvim, obvious, he says, it's obvious, but Torah doesn't even mention it. So then Rashi adds, don't think that only Torah is something you're allowed to say because of a fire, and not other Sfarim. But the Mishnah is telling you that, no, Neviim and Ksuvim as well. So how do you, what do you do? Matzilin, oops, excuse me. Matzilin also may have to like a Kisvei Kodesh you can save from a fire, as Rashi says. Later on, we're going to talk about where you can put it. And he mentions a Mavli Sheini Mafulish, as we'll explain a little deeper there. It means you have an alleyway with different chaseros open unto, and the alleyway doesn't go directly into Shus Aram. It's got a lechi on the side to indicate to you that this is a special Rishus, don't walk directly from it to the Rishus HaRab. So, he says you can take it, because of a fire, you can take your Kisvei Kodesh into a Mavi Sheni Mafulish, but Tercha Ba'almahu, it's just a plain Tercha, that's it's mutter to do, and if, even if it's missing an Erev, as the Gemara is going, like, we'll explain, and we'll talk about it a little bit as well. And the Rav says, you can take it from a Chatzar where the fire had it, a fire in that chutzar to a different chutzar in the same mavoi, that even though there was no erev, as long as these Kisvei Kodesh were written b'ksav ashuri, the normal way that we write our Sifrei Torah, and also b'lashon hakodesh, that has to be written in Hebrew. And Tesis Yantif explains that the Rav says l'chutzar acheretz in that mavoi, even though there wasn't an erev. And later on, when we talk about foodstuffs, things that aren't Kisvei Kodesh, we say you can only, it says there, L'mavoi she'en mafulash. So why here would we talk about a chatz, about an Erev of Chatzeros, and there they're talking about a mavoi? So he mentions that, I already wrote this at the end of Perek Beis, that Erev of Chatzeros and Shetufa Mavoas, they're both from the Tekan of Shlomo and his Bezdin, and therefore, when the Rav says, even though it wasn't an Erev, he means also that they didn't have a Shetufa Mavoas, different Mavoas didn't join in to carry from one Mavi to the other. Similarly, and also the Beis Yosef writes this in Simishin Lamadal, the name of the Ran, that even though they didn't make a Shetuf to join the two Mavos together, and the name is Sheboli HaLeket, since it doesn't say by the Kisvei HaKodesh, you can only take it to a Mavli that has an Erev with it, as it says later on about foodstuffs, that there you can only take it to a place that has an Erev. So you see, it doesn't mention an Erev here, that even though it doesn't have an Erev, it's okay to carry the Kisvei HaKodesh from your Chatzar to the Chatzar, other Chatzar, or from your Mavi to the other Mavi, even though there's no Erev and there's no Shituf, it's Mutter because of Kisvei HaKodesh. Okay, and the Siyantif continues, the reason why we're not allowing you to save other things, we mentioned in the Mishnah later on that we will, Nisr Hashem, get to. Meiri says that you can save it from a fire, okay, as long as these items, Chas V'Shalom, the Sefer Torah, or the Kisvei HaKodesh, hadn't started getting on fire. Then it'd be us to take them out at all, because then we'd really be afraid you're going to put out the fire. The Taisis in the Kuf Tes Vav Mat Aleph, the Rebbe Maskil Kol, says, in the name of the Rebbe Tam, that our whole parak is talking about where the fire happened in the same house on the same chutzah. That since there's a fire there, and a person is very anxious and worried, concerned about what's going on, if you're going to let him to do too much saving here, he's going to might just end up putting out the fire. But if the fire started in a different house, then he can take anything out of his house at all. He's not so super concerned, so you know he's not going to be putting out any fire. Okay, so the Mishnah continues, Bein Shekar Mehem, these Kisrei Kodesh, whether you actually read from them, as Rashi and the Rav explain, like Nevi'im, that you read the Haftorah on Shabbos in the Beis HaKnesses, and Tzvar Yisrael says, like Torah and Nevi'im, both of them are read in the Shul, Bein Shekar Mehem, or whether you don't read it from them, as Rashi and Rav says, like Suvim, that even a Yochid is not supposed to read from Suvim on Shabbos. As we'll explain later on, they'll cause a bittul in the base of Medrash. Because every Shabbos, there's a drasha they used to have in the shul, teach people halachas of Isra v'Heter, because the whole week they're very busy with their work, and they don't have time to learn, so Shabbos is when the Rav gives the drasha in the shul. And they made it zeren, people shouldn't be reading suvim on Shabbos at the time of the shir in the base of Medrash, because people get drawn to it and they might just not show up to hear the drasha. The first rule says the only type of ksuvim that you can save is the lashon, written in Lashon HaKadosh, and not if it's written in a different lashon. But Sifrei Tfilos and Talmud and Midrashim, even if they're written in Lashon HaKadosh, it's also to save them from a fire on Shabbos, because in the Torah, you're not supposed to be writing these things down. This is Torah Shabbat Papesh shouldn't be written down. We'll see a little bit later that La Halacha, we don't go like that. La Halacha, we do save everything, any type of Kisvei Kodesh. Okay, continuing on. Alpha Pesh, Iksuvim, B'chol Lashon Tu'un Ginisa. Even though we say the things you're supposed to save are the Kisvei Kodesh written in Ksav Ashuri and Lashon HaKodesh, but if it's not written in Lashon HaKodesh, you're not supposed to save it. But here he says you still, even if it was written in a different Lashon, you're supposed to Geniza, you're supposed to not just throw them out, you have to put them away in a nice place. Rashi Rav says there's a Man D'Amar who says you're not supposed to read from these Savim and you're not supposed to save it. Still, he holds, it has Geniza. You're just not supposed to throw in the garbage whenever you finish with it. You have to put it buried in a safe, covetic place. You can't put it in a Makam Hefker. Rashi is that his Rebbe's explained that this, we say, Bechol Lashon, is going on the Ksuvim, not on the Vim. If the Ksuvim was written in Kol Lashon, why? Because Yonis and Ezeel was Matargan the Navi and Aramis, and that's not a problem for us. But he pushes off that svara that his Rebbe told him, because the Tirgum of Yonis Mezil wasn't written down, was just given over Peh. So that shouldn't make an afkamina here. And the one, he says, who asered you, asered in everything, even except for a Sefer Torah, any other thing, that was, any other Kisvei Kodesh written in another language, asered them, except for a Sefer Torah that was written in Greek. Because of the mice of Talmud HaMelech, Greek was a special Lashon that we allow the Kisvei Kodesh, the Torah, to be written in. And the only difference is between the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, okay, not the Torah, whether it's written in Lashon HaKodesh or not. Tiferes Yisrael says, it needs a Geniza, it's just, but you can't say them on Shabbos. Tesis Rekivi Eger says that the Man D'Amar says, you're not supposed to read these Savim are, is Rishim Gamliel, brought in the first Perek Megillah in Mishnah Ches. And the Lashon of the Rav, Eikel Man D'Amar, there is such a Man D'Amar, is a little odd, he says, because the Rav in Megillah there writes that the Lashon is Rishim Gamliel, that they shouldn't be written in the other Lashon. So it shouldn't be the Rav here telling you Eikel Man D'Amar, but this is the real Man D'Amar, the Halacha. Shulchan Aruch Arachayin Simen Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Yud Beis says, nowadays, here's the bottom line for us nowadays. Nowadays, it's mutter to write Torah in any Lashon, because a lot of us don't understand Lashon HaKadosh well. So, therefore, we can save any kind of Tirgumim like this, and any Sfarim on the Torah from Sreifa on Shabbos, and the Magen Avraham, and Simen Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Yud Zayin, and Simen Resh Pei Dalet, and the Taz, and Simen Resh Pei Dalet, right? That anything that's even printed is also considered as good as a svarim that v'nechtovim in a lashon. Not only handwritten, but printed svarim you can save from a fire as well, similar as we said in this Mishnah. I mean, here we go back in the Mishnah. Neima in Karim Behan. The Mishnah is not going to explain, as the first Israel says, why don't we read, why was the Xerah there not to reading Suvim? Nei Bittel Beisa Medrash. Rashi says it was on Shabbos, it was set that the drush would be in the shul, like we explained before. The first Israel says nowadays that it's very taken root and the Dominic is spread out all over, that people come to hear the drush on Shabbos. And certainly in places where there is no drush on Shabbos, it's mutter to read in Suvim on Shabbos. We're never, no longer afraid that people won't come. And it's also mutter to save them from the lake on Shabbos. And certainly nowadays, when people's hearts are weaker and they forget more, and therefore it's mutter to even write the Seder Tfilos and the Talmud and Midrashim, and they were matter from this reason also to write any Lashon. So even though we say a bezin can't be mevatel divrei a bezin chavero, how could they change the gzera that was done originally? As it says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, unless it's a bigger bezin, a wiser, more people, how can they go back and undo that gzera? Here it's different because Eis Lasos Lashem Eifir Torah Secha. It was a great need to have the Sfarim written in any language. And therefore, it's mutter to save any Kisvei Kodesh in the world, even if it's written in a different Lashon, as the Baal HaMor writes in Perikol Kisvei, and even our Sfarim, which are done in print, also you can save them because printing is considered a good ksav, as the Makan Avram says in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph to Zion and Yud Zion. And he says also, he writes that, check what I wrote in Megillah, Paragimel, Os Dalet, in the Tiferes Yisrael. Goes into that a little bit more. Now the Mishnah continues. Matzilin tech ha-sefer im ha-sefer. The tech ha-tfilin im ha-tfilin. You're allowed to save the covering of the sefer together with the sefer and the bag holding the tefillin together with the tefillin, the first Israel says, and you don't have to wear the tefillin, as it says in Paragit and Erev and Erev. There it's talking about if you find tefillin out in a field, you put them on and you carry them in that way to the community, the inhabited place. But here you don't have to stop putting on the tefillin, because here is mano bol. Here you're very anxious, there's a fire going on, you don't want to take time to put on the tefillin. Alpha P, the Mishnah says, sheish b'socha malos, even though your bag of tefillin has money in it, the first rule says, not besides the tefillin in the tick, you also have money. And this is only if the tefillin and the money were put together before Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, as the Magen Avraham says, Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Katan Beis, and in Aruch Chaim Siman Mem Beis Sif Gimel says you're not allowed to put money into a ticket filling, if not that you made plans originally, you made it tonight when you bought the bag that you're going to use it both for the filling and for the money. So that's what we're talking about here too. Ulecha Matzilin Osam, where do you save them? As the first Israel says, everything we mentioned before, the tick with the sefer kodesh, where do you save them? The mavish and the mafulash. As we explained previously, as the rabbi explains here, there are three mechitzas and a lechi, that's the side post on the fourth side. That's a mavish and a mafulash. It's not completely wide open. And Tzvar Yisrael says, even if you didn't make an Erev, and you didn't make a Shituf with the other Chatzeros, that's okay, because of the covet of the Kisvei Kodesh. That's what Rekiva Eger says, that this we mentioned, we're going to mention in Mishnah Gimel, that foodstuffs, that you can bring to a Chatzim Urevis, and it doesn't mention there a Mavi Mishu Tefes, because the Mavi itself, there's a difference, because Kisvei Kodesh, over here, it's good enough to move it to a mavi that has three mechitzas and one lechi. But for other things, no, the one lechi doesn't help, because we hold like Rabbi Elazar, and this Mishnah holds like Rabbi Elazar, Perek Aleph of Erev and Mishnah Beis, that you need two lechayayim, you need posts on both sides of that fourth
side that doesn't have a wall. This is what the Gemara, based on the Pirush of Rashi. But the Rashba holds, the Rav Mishnah holds, like the Tanakhama there, that all ovi only need one lechi for a mavi. So how come in our Mishnah we don't say to a mavi hamashu tefes? Because it's not a completely 100% din, because there's Rabbi Lezer who argues on that one lechi. But here, we're talking about a mavi, even if Rabbi Lezer agrees with the mavi that it's only for the chatzir, you have to have two lechayim, he says, but by a mavi, you don't have to. So here, he agrees as far as the kisvei kodesh. Ben Beseira Omer, afla mafulish. Ben Beseira argues on what we said till now. He says you can even carry out the kisvei kodesh to a mavi mafulish. As the Rav says, three walls of the mavi without any lachi, that's a mavi mafulish. But as the Gemara explains it, but the halacha is not like Ben Bezira. The Rambam, Perek Yitzayin, halacha Beis, says, Mavi mefulish mid yoreis is a makam patur. But Rav Mishnah says it's Rosh Hashanah Yachad Yoreisa. If it has one lechi, then according to the Rambam, mid yoreis, it makes it Rosh Hashanah Yachad. Okay, moving on to the next Mishnah, Perek Tazayin, Mishnah Beis, which the Gemara is on Daf Kuf Yitzayin on Beis. Up until now, we've been talking about saving Kisvei Kodesh. Now we're talking about Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Sudas. Taking out food, you can take out food for three meals. You can save food for three meals you need on Shabbos. So the Rav says, even though you're dealing with something mutter, that they're only allowed to put it into a chotzer that has an erev in it, still, they didn't allow you to take more, because a person is very bowel, a mamona, he's very anxious, and if you can allow him to take other things out, he might end up just putting out the fire. And the reason why you're allowed to save three sudas, because that's the chiyuv, to eat three sudas on Shabbos. Dasi Yadda says, because of his anxiousness, he'll forget it with Shabbos completely. And therefore it says, don't save more. And therefore, since you can't save more, he won't be so nervous, and he won't forget that it's Shabbos. He'll realize he has a limit. Dasi Rekiva Eger says, even though that later on, in the beginning of the 10th parak, of the final parak, Bemisha of Shabbos, which talks about someone who he's traveling and it's starting to get dark on Erev Shabbos. There we said that the Chacham won't make over him, because a person won't just leave his possessions and his wallet by itself. And there they gave an extra heter, because he might want to carry it for Amos. And Shesarabim. So the difference there is that any, according to the Ran, any hefsid that happens immediately, suddenly, without an Issa Shabbos, a person is going to be bald. What happened? All of a sudden, he's got a dilemma, what he's going to do. He has to hurry and rush to save them, like in a fire. And that's such a case, we say, since a person is so anxious, if you're going to let him to do something, he's going to end up putting out the fire, because he's grabbed into the whole episode. Okay, and he doesn't realize what's going on. And if you're going to allow him to do something, he won't set a limit to what he's doing. But someone who's just traveling and it starts getting dark, it's not so dachuk to him. And if you're going to allow him to do something, he'll do it in the correct way, and he won't overstep the bounds. He'll just say the things that you need to say. So that's why over there, in the last parak in Masechta, they give more leniency to things he could say, because they'll know he'll stop and he won't continue to do more than what they say. The verse Rav says, all the hatzol in our parak, we're talking about where the house that had a fire in it, that's where we're afraid he might put something out. But for other houses, he could save whatever he wants, even muksa he could save, because makam seder, they were not geyser in such a case of muksa, and that's in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, Siv Aleph, and the Tasif Kut and Yud Gimel. So the Mishnah continues, Haroi la'adam la'adam, food that is for human consumption, he could take out for himself. Haroi la'behem, he can take out food for his animal as well. This first of all wonders, because what are you saving three sudas for a behemah? Does he behem have a chiyah for three sudas on Shabbos? He says, it goes according to Mandi Yomar in Brachas, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that a person can't eat until he gives to his animal. So since he's going to be eating three times, he's going to have to give his animal three times to eat. So therefore, he can save three sudas worth for his animal. The Rit from the Meiri, though, say, Mazon Shalosh Sudas is just going on the person, not on the animals, because there's no chiv to give them three Sudas on Shabbos. So, Ketzad, Mishnah is saying, what do we do here about saving food? Nafal is like a Shabbos. If a fire has started on the night, Friday night, okay, Rashi and the Rav say, before he started eating. So, Matzil and Mazon Shalosh Sudas, he saves three meals. B'Shachris, if it happened in the morning, as Rashi Rav explained, before he ate, Mazon Shtei Sudas, he can save two Sudas worth. Ben Mincha, as the first Rav says, before he eats, Mazon Sudachas, just one Sud he can save. And Rav Yossi Omel, all the Matzil and Shalosh Sudas. Rav Yossi says, no, you can always save three Sudas, since it's Shabbos is a day of three Sudas, we allow him to do that. And the Rashi adds on, because these are things that there's no muksa for, and you go into a chatzim or revis, and if it wasn't a special gezeira, you'd be able to move them as well, so we'd give him that leniency. And Rav says, halakha is not like Reb Yossi. So the Bach in Siman Shin Lamed Daled asks, why, when I'm talking about the nighttime, Rashi says, l'fnei sha'achal, before he eats. In the morning, he says, l'fnei ha'su'uda, before the su'uda. He answers that at nighttime, he can eat all night long if he wants to. And therefore, even though the normal time of the su'uda is already passed, he still can take out three meals for three su'udas if he didn't eat yet, because he has all night to eat. But in the daytime, if he didn't eat until after the noon, he can't then... He can't be Yotzi the Suda, Achila Suda anymore. And therefore he writes, if Nea Suda, the only time he could save for this Suda is if it wasn't past the time of this Suda. And look in the Prima Gadim, Mishpasot Sav, Simon Shalom Adalat, Os Aleph, and another Teretz that Kasha as well. Tiferes Yisrael says, the reason Rabbi Yossi says you could take out three Sudas no matter when it happened during the day is because of Lo Plug, and because he also says, he also holds, Rabbi Yossi, that if a person didn't eat at nighttime or in the morning, he is allowed to finish up his three sudas even after. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. We don't hold like that. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.